your self-defense needs today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and what a beautiful, beautiful morning. This is not the day to stay inside the house. This is a day to get out, put on a pair of shorts and get out there. It's going to be a warm one. But start planting your perennials. And I'll give you a hint. This time of the year, and this year in particular, a lot of the nurseries are telling me that they are beginning to sell a lot of rhubarb, strawberries, blueberries, grapes, and all of the fruits and berries, fruit trees. So if you don't want to be disappointed, you should do it really, really soon. Asparagus. Once it's gone, they can't get any more. It's not something that they can manufacture. So if you're planting fruit trees, berries, things like asparagus, go to your nursery today. Buy them. If you can't put them in, that's okay. Just keep them watered. If it's asparagus, keep it cool. But get them before they're gone. Now, the last couple of years, we've had an awful lot of fun with a man who develops and grows unique plants and has the most enthusiasm that I've ever heard. And he's got some great plants again for us this year. His name is David Wilson. And if you like a voice that's really exciting, a man that has enthusiasm about his garden, just listen to David Wilson. He will tell you that gardening is a lot of fun. David, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. And you're right. Yes, it is a lot of fun, especially in good weather like this. This is what makes it really, this makes the memories of a long, cold winter disappear real fast.
It really does. What do you have for us today? In the last few years, you have given us some unbelievable, beautiful plants. And we were talking a couple of weeks ago, and you said, Paul, I've got some even better plants for you this year.
Absolutely. That's part of what we try to do at Garden Splendors, to bring, you know, as well as the tried and trusted, reliable things, we try to find some of the best new plants that are occurring all over the world. And this is one that's really quite incredible. It's a dwarf shrub, Paul. It only grows about 3 foot tall. It's very, very hardy, zone 2. It has, at this time of year, young foliage, which is just amazing. The young growth on it is kind of ferny-like leaves. They're a lemon yellow color when they emerge, and they emerge very early in the springtime. It's one of the first shrubs to leaf out, and it emerges kind of a lemony yellow color, and then as the leaves expand, they turn to a bright pinkish reddish color, and then go through to a chartreuse green. It's called Sorberia sem, S-E-M, or the false ural, the false ural spirea, comes from very far up, the origins of the species comes away up in the Ural Mountains, almost in Siberia, so you can get some idea of how tough this thing is. But this particular selection, called Sam, which is named after a man's son in Holland that found the variety growing as a branch sport on a shrub in his nursery, named it after his son, S-E-M, and it is absolutely gorgeous, just the perfect thing for a modern-day garden because it doesn't grow too big, only grows, as I say, about 3 foot tall.
And how wide, David?
It's probably about the same. Now, it makes a multi-stem shrub, dwarf thing, multi-stems. It does produce some little suckers that will come out the side, and so it will spread to maybe 3-4 foot tall. But, you know, one of the things about that is that if you're a dab hand with a spade, it's not hard to go through there and just remove those little spreading shoots and keep it retained in a smaller site if you need to. And the other thing is, because it grows on the young growth, and it's the young growth that you're really encouraging, if it ever gets too big on you, you can cut it quite literally back to the ground, and it will sprout up and grow again the following year.
Wow.
So it's
now
easy
for
to contain.
A sunny spot or a shady spot? Where's the best location?
It depends a little on the moisture content. Now, the Sorbarias are a very, very tough thing. They plant them alongside the Autobahns in Germany. They plant them on reclamation sites, things like that. So it gives you some idea of how tough this thing is once it gets established. And if it's got plenty of moisture, plenty of organic matter and stuff like that in the soil, you'll get away with it fine in a sunny site. Though I find here that it's better to grow it in a partially shaded site. And that sort of thing, where it just cuts down a little bit on the hot afternoon suns. You know, if you're able to break the sun effect on it a little better, you'll be able to get it to continue well or better on through the rest of the spring and into the summertime. So young, bright young growth on it. If anybody's interested, if you go to our website, gardensplendor.com, www.gardensplendor.com, and click on the icon that says Showcase Plants, you'll see that we put up some pictures, and I've written about it, and I've even done a little thing, which is quite interesting, a little video piece on there, where I've actually been growing it, believe it or not, in a container on my deck, outside all winter through, and it's leafed up and grown out there. So you can grow it even if you don't have a garden, you can still grow it in a pot on your deck or patio or something too.
So when does it start to make the yellow leaves, David?
As soon as the spring weather starts to improve. My plant here, now I'm in a zone 6, I'm obviously warmer than you, but my plant started leafing out, believe it or not, in early March. The bud started to swell. It came out then through the middle of March, to the end of March, and now in April it's in full leaf. And what's interesting, Paul, about it, this happens with plants that come from very cold climates, is I've had nights when this thing has been in leaf, I've had nights when it's really cold and frosty outside, and it doesn't seem to affect the foliage. At least I've not noticed any foliage frost damage or anything like that on it. So it's all leafed out now, and it's got this kind of lemon yellow, and you can just start to see the pink tips coming on it. It's a bright kind of, almost flamingo pink young growth on it. And that will keep going all through the spring season. And when you start to get into early summer, you'll see the foliage then turn back to a softer lime green, kind of chartreuse green. And then eventually, as you get into midsummer, it becomes a green shrub with ferny leaves, which is really quite pretty. Even just the green foliage is pretty on it. And then in the middle of the summer, it produces little spirea-like plumes of creamy white flowers. So it's not even finished after the young growth on it. You'll still get a burst of flower on it into the summertime.
And what does the flower look like? Is it white or...?
Yes, it's a creamy white plume. There's a picture of it on the website, gardensplendor.com. in the showcase parts there, you'll be able to see it. It's not big. It's probably about 3 to 4 inches tall, like a little spirea flower, single flowers, and creamy white, you know, quite pleasant, but, you know, and it's nice to get it, but it's really the spring foliage on it that is absolutely striking.
Now, during the fall or early winter, do we need to do any mulching or preparation to help it get through the winter?
No. It's hardy, Paul. This thing, the origins of this thing grows way up in northern Europe, almost in Siberia, high in the mountains. So it's a really tough zone 2 plant. That's why I had such good luck with it growing it in a container outdoors all winter, left out there, and there it is leafing out and growing on my deck. So it's a really tough item. And as I say, you know, it grows in all sorts of soils, really, but it will do best in a normal garden soil, well-drained. Important, as always, when you plant it, to dig in plenty of organic matter, plenty of planting compost, dig a good, generous-sized hole, make sure that it's well-watered to get it started off, and then after it gets established, you should find that it'll be a very tough, reliable thing and easy to look after. Can I spell it?
S-O-R-B-A-R-I-A,
and then the variety name is Sem, S-E-M. It's a striking and another unusual plant that's a very good performer from our Garden Splendor line.
And if they go to the website, they can find a dealer where they can buy it.
Absolutely. You'll find out all the people there throughout the Northeast that are handling our Garden Splendor plants. They're all listed on there. Just punch in your zip code and you'll be able to pull up the states where and the locations where the plants are available.
Thank you, David.
Hi there. Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Dan Daughtry. Have a seat, Dan.
I don't deserve to.
Why not?
Because I'm a failure. Every time I try to grow grass seed, I fail.
Well, did you water the seed on a regular basis?
Yes. Well, sometimes I forget.
It's okay, Dan. That's exactly why Scotts has created a new Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart.
Water what?
WaterSmart. It's premium seed wrapped in a super absorbent coating that actually holds water. 40% more water than ordinary seed.
So the seed won't dry out?
Even if you miss a watering, the seed stays moist and germinates.
So I'll be able to grow grass seed.
Guaranteed. That's the Scotts advantage.
That's awesome. High five, Ash.
How about if we just shake hands?
Okay, sir.
With warmer temperatures, this weekend is the perfect time to head out to Ace, True Value, Do It Best, or your local independent garden center for new Scotts Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilon from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Red alert, folks. Red alert. This is not a drill. Ron Paul's bill to audit the Federal Reserve Bank is now before the House Financial Service Committee and has garnered 55 co-sponsors. The fate of this groundbreaking legislation could be determined at any time. All who understand that the Fed and its system of debt-based fiat money is the cause of the recent crisis and at the core of all of our nation's problems must take immediate action. On Saturday, April 25th, be at the nearest Federal Reserve Bank or office for the second nationwide End the Fed rally. Support H.R. 1207 with your sign, with your voice, with your presence, and help educate others and let the world know that there is a grassroots movement for sound money in America. on Monday, April 27. Support the bill to audit the Fed by calling your representatives as we melt the congressional switchboard. Add your voice to thousands of others and demand that H.R. 1207 be passed. Visit endthefed.us for more information and get involved. Audit the Fed. Thank you very much.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. For those of you that are just joining us, that was David Wilson, and he works for a company called Garden Splendor. And we try and get him on every couple of weeks because he has so many unusual plants. And a lot of the nurseries are going to care. Go to that website. But this new plant, can you imagine the buds bursting open? They're yellow. When they're all yellow, they start to change to pink. Then they change to red. And when the sun really warms them up, they change to lime green. And then in the fall, they're dark green. Ever have a plant that changes colors 5 times? You don't need any flowers when you have that. And from Siberia. So no matter where you live, this is a plant that will do really, really good for you. So take a look at that website, www.gardensplendor.com. Jared, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Mary on the line who has a question about transplanting.
Okay, Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, and I think this is your 25th anniversary.
It's our 25th year on radio. We have a lot of things. I wanted to tell you a lot about them today, but we got back from France last night at 10, and I'm 6 hours ahead of you. So I really can't think too well right now.
Oh, well, I see you're on a new station, 2680, where you were to begin with.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, I have a forsythia that's about 6 foot tall and bloom and free-flowing. I'd like to be able to transplant it against some fence. Whenever is the best time, and how do I do this?
Okay.
I just want to take pieces of it. I don't want to move the whole thing.
Well, so you want to root branches?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll tell you what the
easiest thing for you to do. Forsythia can root without taking cuttings. And what you would do is you would take one of those arching branches, bend it into the ground, so about 3 feet away from the plant. Dig a hole about 6 inches deep. Take one of those really soft arching branches, bend it into the hole, and then going out of the hole in a letter, the shape of a U. Where the bottom of the U is going to go into the ground, take a knife, rub it on the bark, and scratch off the bark about an inch to an inch and a half all the way around the stem. Bury it with some good soil in the ground and put a rock on it. That way you don't pull it out when you're cleaning. And so that you have a branch that's bending down into the ground, the tip of the branch bends up, and it's like the letter U. Within 2 months, where you bent it in the ground will make roots. Then you just cut it from the mother plant, dig up the baby, and you've got a brand new forsythia plant. Now, sometimes if you've got an old forsythia, it will send out runners. And if you look now, and there's some little shoots that are coming away from the mother plant, you could dig those runners and transplant them. And if you're going to do it, you got to do it now. So a day like today, get out there, look for the runners underneath the main plant, dig them, transplant them, put a lot of compost or animal manure, a good drink of water, and keep it wet. And I'll tell you, within a month, it's going to be all by itself, and it will really take off for you. They're wonderful plants. The only thing that people have to realize is the beauty of a forsythia are the arching branches. And you get landscapers that don't know plants that well. They prune them so they're in the shape of a ball, or they'll cut them square, and you lose the beauty of the arching branches. If you want to control the size, cut the branches shorter, but don't take electric shears and make them square around. You lose the beauty of the arching branches. Thank you, Mary. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Paul, who has a question about using some weed killer.
Okay. Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good.
I have a new dog who acts more like a sheep than it does a dog. It's always eating the small grass, and it's time when I want to put down the fertilizer with weed killer because I have a pretty strong purple-leafed weed that looks like a small violet color weed that I want to kill.
Okay, Paul, why don't you hold on. After the break, we'll give you the answer to control the violets and the creeping Charlie. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, You need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, write it down, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Paul, and he's got some weeds in his lawn, and problem with the dogs at the same time. Paul, you still there?
Still here. Still got the good. Same problem.
Okay. Now, so you have a dog that's eating the grass.
Yeah, she likes to lay down and kind of nibble on the short grass, so I want to put a fertilizer and a weed killer down, and also get rid of that. I think you called it creeping Charlie at the same time. So,
right, okay. What you want to do is this: I want you to buy a liquid broadleaf weed killer.
Okay.
It's called Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra. It's made by Bonide. Now, what I want you to do is this. Do you have one of those bottle sprayers that you attach to the end of your hose?
Yes.
Okay. You're gonna mix it in there. Weed Beater Ultra is the best liquid weed killer for the lawn that I've found in many, many years. And you can use it when the temperatures are cold. Most of the liquids you have to apply when the temperatures are 60 degree plus to become effective. Weed Beater Ultra can be applied when the temperatures are only 40. This product is really, really great. You can use it with the bottle sprayer or a pump sprayer, and when you spray it on the grass, it turns the grass purple, so you know where you sprayed and where you missed. Now, that Creeping Charlie, excuse me, is really, really tough. Two applications, 7 days apart, and it's gone. That's how good it is. But just be careful. You apply it on a day where there is no rain in the forecast, and you want to apply it when it's not windy, because this is a broadleaf weed control, and if it's windy and it blows in your perennial bed or on your azaleas, it's going to hurt those plants. So calm morning, middle of the day, it doesn't matter. You just spray it until the grass turns purple. Wait a week and do it again. The purple will last for about half an hour to an hour. Once it dries, then you're going to be okay. And with this, you don't have to treat the whole lawn. You just spray where the weeds are. And that way you don't have to worry about the dog. And just keep them off of it until it dries. And you shouldn't have any problem. But for the rest of the lawn, just use a straight fertilizer, something like Turf Builder, or if you want to do it organic, there's a company called Organica that has a four-step program that's totally, totally safe, and you shouldn't have any problems. That's what I do at my house. I use a straight fertilizer for the whole lawn, and then I use the Weed Beater Ultra with a hose and sprayer, and I spot treat. That way I don't have to get chemicals over the whole lawn. I just put the chemicals where the weeds are, because as of now, there is no organic broadleaf weed killer that's safe to use in the lawn. The broadleaf weed killers that they have kills everything. So spot treat with a chemical, let the rest of the yard stay green, and you'll be in good shape. Thank you, Paul. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Ann on the line, who has a question about trimming her butterfly bush.
Okay, Ann, good morning. Welcome
morning.
To the Garden Club. Hi.
Hi. I have a butterfly bush that has some old buds on it, and I didn't know if maybe they should be trimmed off before it starts up again this season.
Okay. How tall is it now?
About 2.5 feet.
2.5 feet. Okay. A butterfly bush has the capability of growing 3 feet or more every year. So what I would do, Ann, is I would, first of all, take your pruners, take the blade, and scratch the branches to see if there's green. If there's green underneath the bark, then that branch is still alive. If it's brown, then cut it off and get rid of it. And then once you removed all of the dead, all of the broken branches, then you can prune it to give it a more uniform appearance.
Okay.
But if you don't prune it, I mean, it will get up 6-7 feet tall, no problem at all. And use a general-purpose fertilizer. If you can use something like Plant Tone, all the nurseries sell it. Plant Tone is all organic, all natural, and one application in the spring and one in the fall, and your butterfly bush will bloom nonstop from early June right up until September.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Ann.
Oh, wait a minute.
You have a great...
Wait. Don't go anywhere.
Yep.
I have one other question. I had two. The
okay.
other question was, we have vegetables that, and we have town water that we use, and it has fluoride and chlorine in it. I was wondering if it'd be better to use the river water instead of that to water the plants.
For your vegetable garden?
Yep.
Oh, you can use a regular town water.
Okay, even though it's got fluorine, fluoride and stuff in it?
Okay. I would say that probably 90% of the towns have fluoride in their drinking water. The only time that you would have a problem with the fluoride would be, for example, plants that have foliage like spider plants. And what you see is when you look at the leaves of your spider plants, the tips of the branches turn brown. But for outdoors, no problem at all, because the air is moving, the sun is beating down on the ground, and it's breaking and killing the fluoride in the water very, very quickly, so there is no problems. So don't worry about pumping water out of the river. If it's easier for you to just turn on the hose, use the hose water. But for indoor plants, fill a watering can the night before, let it sit overnight, and in the morning when you look inside the watering can, there'll be little bubbles attached to the watering can. Those are bubbles of fluoride. Take a spoon, whip it around a little bit, and the gas will evaporate, and then you can water all of your houseplants. But if most of the houseplants are fine, it's mostly plants that have grassy-type foliage, and it kills the ends of the branches, the ends of your leaves, rather. Thank you, Ann. David, who's up next?
This is Jared again, by the way.
Jared, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I've been to France. My mind is still there.
I understand. Up next, we have Eleanor on the line, who has a problem with some aphids.
Okay, Eleanor, good morning. Welcome
good
to the
morning.
Garden Club. Hi.
Good morning. I have these mock orange plants growing outside, and every year when the leaves start to come out, I get these black aphids, and they really kill off these leaves. What can I do?
The best and the easiest is you can use something called all-season oil. And all of the nurseries will have it. It's made by Bonide, and it is a highly refined oil product. You spray it on your plant when the blooming cycle is over, and it plugs up the pores in their skin, and they can't breathe. And if there are eggs on the plants, it coats the eggs with the oil, and by coating the egg with oil, the eggs can't hatch because no air can get inside. And it's very safe and very, very effective. You can use it on the vegetable garden. You can use it any place that you grow plants. But you don't want dormant oil. You want all-season oil. You can use it in the house in the middle of winter. Put it in like a mister bottle, and you can spray it on herbs that you're growing inside the house. And because it's an oil spray, there's no gas, and it's not poisonous. Very, very good. We're broadcasting live today at Cataldo Nursery. They are in Littleton, Massachusetts, right off of 495. Get off at exit 31, and they're off of Route 110. From 495, they're a mile away. And if you come down today, all rhododendrons and all azaleas, 20% off. Perennials, if you buy 12 or more, 20% off. And they've got great hanging baskets of pansies. And they'll go for a long, long time, $9.99. How can you beat that? Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Deborah, who just has a question about some of the weed killer we've talked about.
Deborah, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I was just listening to you talk about the Weed Beater Ultra, and I've got a lot of violets that I want to get rid of.
Yes.
And I was planning to use that, and I've got a big a can sprayer. And my question is, we live in very sandy soil down near the Cape, and we have a well water, and I was wondering if it was safe to use, because the area I want to spray is probably about 15 feet by 15 feet.
The thing that's nice about this product is it's not a product that you soak the ground. You put a mist on the foliage, It dries within minutes with the sun so that it never gets into the ground. And this particular weed killer, what I love the best about it is, within a 7-day period, it's gone. The bacteria in the ground will chew on it and break it down. The rays of the sun will break it down. But it's very, very effective. 2 applications, 7 to 10 days apart, and it will take care of all of your broadleaf weeds. Dandelions, chickweed, clover, and then creeping charlie and violets. Sometimes, if they're really, really established in there, and they're thick, you may need to give it a 3rd application, but there's no other company that has products that will take care of violets and creeping charlie. Weed Beater Ultra. And again, you don't need to soak. You just get the foliage wet. So if you have a pump sprayer, just a mist so that the leaves are wet, and that's it, which is good because you're using a lot, and I mean a lot less product. Thank you, Deborah. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next on the line we have Joanne, who has a problem with beetles.
Okay, Joanne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I live in the Worcester area, and of course, as you know, we've had a lot of trees taken down because of the longhorn beetle. And I think it was a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned some product that you could spray around the base of a tree.
Yes.
But I they had a lot of articles about this beetle, and they said that there wasn't anything that they could kill it with, you know. And I'm wondering, you did mention something, and I didn't mark it down.
There, the only product that will work is something called Tree and Shrub. And it's made by a company called Fertiloam. Bayer, the people, Bayer who makes the aspirin, has a product called Tree and Shrub, and Bonide. And if you get it on the tree right now, follow the recommendations, it will move up the tree as high as 75 feet tall. But it's called Tree and Shrub Systemic, and it will kill the Asiatic longhorn beetle.
Can you help me? They gave me this receipt for 10 bags of lime for my lawn.
Sure. Pull your car up here and I'll load it. Trunk or back seat.
Oh, gosh. Those bags are so big. I'm never going to be able to unload all that by myself. And I think that's too much weight for this car. Can't I use something else?
I'm not really sure. You might want to ask that guy over there. His name's Jonathan Green, and I think he just finished giving a seminar on lawn care.
Excuse me, Jonathan Green?
Yes?
I was told that I need 10 bags of lime for my lawn, and it's just too much. Isn't there something else I can use?
There certainly is. My Jonathan Green MagiCal will not only improve your soil's pH, MagiCal also releases trapped nutrients in your soil and contains calcium, which is as important to lawns as it is to our bones.
But how many bags will I need?
Just one bag is equal to 10 bags of ordinary lime.
Oh.
And is less expensive.
Yeah.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting, where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, this is the day to get out there. It's beautiful out there. Get the kids to give you a hand. Remember, if you're going to control the crabgrass, you've got to do it now. Because once the forsythia begins to shed its flowers, it's too late. So get the product down. If you're using a liquid, great. If you're using a powder, like step one, you need to water it in because the ground is dry with the heat we had yesterday. And you need to change the powder to a liquid, so that the liquid can create a barrier on the ground, and that will take care of it. We are broadcasting live this morning from Cataldo Nursery. They are located on Route 110 in Littleton, right off of 495. If you're coming up 495, it's exit 31. And all azaleas and rhododendrons, 20% off today. And there's some beautiful, freshly dug material, perennials, fresh from the greenhouses, 12 or more plants, 20% off also. And I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Norman, who's got a question about some burn spots in his lawn.
Norman, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today? Good, and yourself?
I'm fine. I had a question regarding dog spots from on the lawn from the urine burn.
Yes.
I thought I had heard you say in the past that there is a product you can apply to prevent this from happening.
It's called Guard Dog.
Guard Dog?
Guard, yep, just like it sounds, Guard Dog. It's a liquid, and what it is a bacteria. And I have four dogs. I have two white terriers and two shih tzus, and the backyard is all fenced in. It's easier to do that than to take them with the leashes for a walk. And I spray my yard during April. Then I do it again in late June, early July. And it's microbes. And the microbes eat the urine and change it to a fertilizer. And I just spray the whole yard, and it works wonderful. So just go to your local nursery, but it's called Guard Dog, and it works very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Norman. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next on the line we have Ann, who has a question about carpenter ants.
Okay. Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My
we
pleasure.
Were away, and we came back, and there are a tremendous amount of very large ants with pointed backs, and we were told that those were carpenter ants. Do you have a suggestion to get rid of these ants?
Okay, so are they around the house?
Yes.
Or are
in
they...
the house. They're in the house.
They're in the house. Okay.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I used, and it works very well. My grandfather had told me this many, many years ago, and we had terrific results with it. Buy 20 Mule Team Borax, the soap that you
yep.
wash clothing with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And plain white sugar, just everyday white granulated sugar. Mix it 50-50, same volume. Go down in your basement where the house sits on the cement foundation, and put a tablespoon about every 3 feet all the way around the foundation. Then go outside and do about the same thing, a tablespoon every 3 feet all the way around the outside. They'll smell the sugar. They'll eat the sugar and the soap. They'll bring it to the nest, share it, and the borax will crack their shell. And when the shell cracks, they lose all of their body fluids and they die, and it works very good. And if you have a dog or a cat, if they eat it, it's soap, and it will not hurt them. And you can put it on like a patio where you have a lot of ants, but it's very safe and very, very effective. Now, if they're still coming, then what I want you to do, Bayer has a ant and termite product that they came out with 2 years ago, and I'm telling you, that stuff works wonderful. It comes in, it's a granular, and it's in a plastic container with a real long nozzle on it, and you just walk around the house and you make a line all the way around the foundation, and goodbye. So either borax laundry detergent and sugar, or the Bayer ant and termite control, goodbye.